This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Suffering here to teach you how your brain works, how to bring you the warmth and sunshine of nothing but loveliness. The part of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, both lovely ladies. Is that sexist to say that?
No, that's very nice. No.
It might be, but I'll take it.
Is it? I don't even care.
It's everything is so jumbled up. Yeah. Who in the world knows what's going on?
Seven Unless it's really creepy, any compliment I will take.
Right. All right. Well, you'll get no creeps here. Every animal... excuse me? Do you have a comment there, Miss Horn?
It's just... whoa.
really? excuse me. The brain... You ever seen the book How Stuff Works? Have you seen that?
There's a TV show called that, right?
There is. Yep, there is. So, how does your brain work? Jennifer, generally speaking, how would you say your brain works? Not necessarily
slowly.
At this moment in the day. How does your brain work?
It works slowly.
Slowly.
It's okay. It works better on sleep, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, so... going around the obvious and maybe things that are not so obvious, the sort of Humpty Dumpty routine that's going on right now, how do you judge the information that now is so prevalent, so sort of one-sided? I think you and I agree. I think we all agree, actually. The news is one-sided. So how is your brain not becoming one-sided? Think about that. For me, all of us. Are these all? Whenever I ask the ladies questions, it's also aimed at you who are thinking things through, trying to figure out where your values are, what direction you want your life to go in, where do you want to share ideas, with whom do you want to share them, that sort of thing. The human brain is so unique. You have the power to think, to plan, to speak, to imagine. It's an amazing organ. It's mostly water, too. Under the circumstances. So do you ever really give it some thought? Do you think how your brain works? We're always talking about your body and how your heart works and the circulatory system and all that, but do you know how your brain works? And this, I suppose, is a two-sided question. The idea that we think things through or why we have the thoughts that we have, I just think it's fascinating, and maybe there's no answer to it. You don't. Either of you sound eager to jump in.
Well, I'm always intrigued by when people say that we only use, I don't know, is it 9% of our brain or 10% or whatever. Right. I'm always intrigued by the fact that we seem to know that scientifically, but yet we can't do anything about it.
Well, we can, I think, do something about it, but we choose not to do something about it because
except for, like,
we're
puzzles
distracted.
And stuff, I mean, what? Yeah. How are we supposed to tap into more of that? And is the part of our brain that we're not using, is it the part that gets activated during, like, meditation? And maybe that's why meditation is so difficult for people, because it's the part that you have to sort of turn off and then... and really focus.
It's hard to turn it off, isn't it?
It really is.
It really is hard to turn it off.
And could we function if we even turned on more of our brain? I mean, would we just go nuts?
Sometimes or would we be like Deepak Chopra and just be like Zen all the time? Or like those Buddhist monks?
Oh, yeah. Well, those guys, they always seem so calm.
They are. They're cool, calm, and collected.
So are they using more or less of their brains?
Well, I don't know how to measure that.
I would like to know
using different parts of their brain, whether they're using more of their brain or not. There's a great, I don't know how many of you, I say this collectively, you're familiar with Viktor Frankl. Do you know, he was a neurologist, a psychiatrist. He wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. If you Google it, you'll find it to be, have been since it was published, very popular.
My book's called Woman's Search for Coffee, but okay.
Okay, well, that's the subtext here. This is about how to eliminate depression from your life. This guy was incarcerated in World War II in a concentration camp, so he knew what it was like to be depressed. I don't think most people in America, I mean, we talk about depression, but I don't think, unless you go travel in other parts of the world, or even see this movie that's around called Lion, mm-hmm. that depicts life in India, it really...
It's an eye-opener, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It really is. And so what you don't know about what happened, the horrors of the March to Bataan with the Japanese in the Pacific during World War II and the sorts of things that went on in the concentration camps during World War II in Europe, we don't understand even what suffering is. We think we do because maybe we've had an argument with our spouse. Well, maybe he can't get along, or maybe he married the wrong woman, or whatever, man, whatever it is, and it becomes suffering. I was exchanging email yesterday with somebody that I haven't talked to for a long time, she asked me for some advice, because she knows that I have friends who are doctors. She has a lump growing in her chest, and nobody can figure out what it is. She's having a hard time breathing. And so I thought about, and she still maintains her brightness, her outlook on life is good, but if I were in that circumstance, I think I'd have a hard time not being depressed, wouldn't you? Not knowing what it is and not knowing if you're going to survive or not.
I started panicking yesterday driving into one of my jobs, because you think about, what comes next? When you can't stop your brain from going forward, forward, forward all the time, I mean, you really have to live in the present. It's amazing to, when you have a health issue, especially, I think, you keep looking, okay, your brain doesn't shut down. You keep speculating as to what could happen. I mean, that drives you crazy at some point, right?
Right. Yeah, it does. And I think the thing that we're being inundated with here is either people are taking the news of the day seriously, or they aren't. They look at all of the stuff that's here and realize how overplayed this has all been, but yet it's a concern, and it's not the things that have been suggested. The way of doing it was just awful, the way they went about the business of banning some of these folks, and now they've reversed the ban in certain circumstances, and whether everybody who's speaking out on one side or another has all the facts, it still has created this this atmosphere, not only in our country, but in a lot of places around the world. It's just incredible how one act, and this is really the point, every single thing you do, every action you take has a consequence. The lesson here from Donald Trump and from the people who are supposedly in charge, whether they really understood what they were doing or not, they created an atmosphere that is counterproductive to what they want to do. In other words, they shot themselves in the foot.
And how so?
So, because they didn't do a good job explaining what they really wanted to accomplish with this. They just said, okay, here it is. And that is especially in this atmosphere that is so negative, the gotcha guys who are trying to get him at every single corner, the implication is that we're trying to make things better. That's what they're telling us. And in some ways, probably they really are. But in other ways, they're handling it in the way that shows that they have no finesse. And the president, you know, we expect certain things of the president. That's one of them is finesse. And so
I think we used to. I don't know if this president was elected because of finesse. I would think that's
well, he wasn't
really
elected because of finesse. But you know, if you're going to be successful, he's hurting his own chances of being successful. That's
I feel like this. A lot of this is being overplayed and a lot of hysteria.
Of course, it is. It's completely overplayed. And complete hysteria about nothing.
Especially
Bill Clinton
when
Obama did it. They did the same thing.
Well, they didn't do
falling,
this. They
we're
do
falling,
this.
But kind of they did. I mean, we're close. Falling victim to a lot of political posturing here. A lot of people who are looking to try to regain footing and to try to use whatever circumstances they can to have their own personal gain. And people are somehow falling victim to that. I mean, there was no reversal of this executive order. That's not true. This never included visas. This never included green card holders. Now, could it have been rolled out a little more smoothly? Yeah, that's probably true.
Why
it could have.
The
there could have been greater.
The
green cards and visas from people from Iraq and Iran. I mean, our next door neighbor is from Iran with a green card, and her three children were born here, but she just canceled her trip next month. She's supposed to go back to Iran to see her family, and she knows she might not get back into the country.
Well,
she's
that
lived
might
here
be
for
her
30
fear
years.
That she can't get back in. Over the weekend,
I said
there was some confusion,
true.
I think, because there wasn't the best communication. There could have been better communication over the weekend, but it's very clear, it's in the executive order, that people with visas and green cards are not part of this. And so, I mean, okay, maybe there was some confusion over the weekend. It affected 109 people out of all the people that came into this country. That's been addressed. I think you'll see those problems go away from here on out. And this is only a temporary 4-month ban.
I mean, so of the 109
it's a blimp
people,
it's a blip on the radar.
So of the 109 people, none of them had visas or were pre-approved for visas?
No, like some of them did. That's what I'm saying. There was confusion this weekend. I think there could have been greater communication. That's what I'm getting at. There could have been greater communication to these departments to get them ready to roll. But
right, I get that.
This is not going to be a permanent state of confusion. I think everybody has kind of set the parameters, and we know what's accepted here. We know what we need to properly vet. And by the way, just over the weekend, 8,000 refugees were let in purposely from the Trump administration because there is a set of special circumstances that still exist that people can still rally to get visas or to get refugee status during this ban. They just have to be more carefully vetted. So it's not like this is a Muslim ban. It's not like it's a refugee ban. Everybody needs to step back and take a deep breath and realize that this is not so out of the ordinary. This is something that was pretty standard under both Bush and Obama.
All right, so here's the rub is that if they have sensitivity to knowing how they're going to be, this is going to get played, they know, they're smart enough to know that this is going to get played in the nastiest, most negative way possible in trying to relate the information to the American public. So it would seem to me if they want to really get done what they want to get done and not have so many distractions, that they work at it a little harder to present the things in the way that you just presented them so that people don't get their panties in a wad.
Because we live in an age of perception is reality. And so,
and it isn't. It isn't
right.
True.
But we can't, but of the 109 people, and this is my point about the media isn't all bad, and the media isn't out.
It isn't media, it's the news media. And people keep saying the media. The media is all encompassing.
Well, I mean,
movies,
TV
television,
news,
and
okay,
all that.
Right. Well,
news
TV,
media
okay.
is what we're talking
TV
about.
TV news, you know what I mean. TV
yeah.
news.
Well, I want people not to miss
and bloggers and people whose job it is to be a journalist or to publish things for a news media publication. Anyone in that umbrella, not every single person is a bad person looking for only the worst element of
Nobody's
truth. Most
that
of these. Yeah. No, I know. But but earlier you said that we all agree that the media is one sided. I don't agree that the media is always one sided.
Well, let's put it this way. You may not agree that the news media is one sided, but it's pretty obvious what's going on here.
Well,
it's
when social media, when people are tweeting, and this is the thing, though, when people are there and they're tweeting what's actually happening to them, that's what the media, the news
How
media picks up on.
How many of those cases were there?
Tons. Oh, my God, tons. It was all over social media.
But how do we know that social media is giving us an anchor? There are plenty of people using social media that have an axe to grind. So,
well, when someone's standing there with video, I mean, when they're sitting there filming their families,
there were 109 this weekend across the country.
Yeah,
that's the official number. I haven't heard anybody dispute that number.
Well, I don't know. I think it's hard to know one way or another. But you see what happens is even people of goodwill get into a circumstance where they're arguing about stuff that could have been avoided if it was better,
yes.
been better done. And that's
yep.
my point, really, more than anything else. And the stock market is showing that whatever's going on is going to get corrected fast because these guys don't like the fact that the stock market went down quite a bit yesterday. They're not going to like that at all. 21 after the hour.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Music time at 23, almost 24 after the hour. Hello, I'm Doug. This is Jennifer. This is Victoria. We're focused on Lady Gaga at the moment because she has set aside some time from her busy schedule this afternoon to announce her upcoming tour. That's going to be after the Super Bowl is Sunday, the 5th. So apparently they're using the energy that will come with that to announce a new tour. She's had six of them. Anybody here seen Gaga in person?
No. I think I might like to. I bet she does a great show.
Yeah, I would think she would, too.
I saw her HBO-filmed concert, which was awesome, but I've never been
to see
her live.
With Tony Bennett?
No, it was the tour before that. It was on her own stuff. And I've seen lots of footage of her with Tony Bennett, which I also would have loved, but I couldn't afford that. That sold out, like, instantly.
What I would say, she said, to those who are terrified that I'll never again embrace absurdity or the avant-garde, is think again, because that's my favorite thing. You know, the silly things that you do, like wear a dress made out of meat.
That was gross. By the way, done by a shop in my kind of nearby in Burbank that actually crafted the meat dress for Lady Gaga, which I think sits in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now, right?
Yes.
Hopefully.
In a refrigerated
cage.
Frozen meat section.
I mean, look, I respect art and fashion, and that's a little too much.
Remember when she was in the egg?
Yeah.
The Grammys?
That was a little much, too.
Yeah, I mean, she's had a lot of really crazy things going on.
She's matured somewhat. Here's a note from Peggy Ann, who says she listens every morning. Must tell you, Doug, I find it absolutely annoying when you discuss current music and the happenings about the music and compete with your voice over the music, which is blaring at the same time. Maybe a little music intro, let it fade down, discuss, and then end it by turning it up again. Peggy could be our new program director. Thank you. You heard that,
Kara?
That's
free advice, too.
It is free, and it's worth what it's... Never mind. Here's the next musical story. How about we have some music from John Mayer? I'll be quiet for a moment.
And getting on, but don't hurt yourself.
I'm not the same. Talking to John or me? All right, another tour item here. John Mayer's world tour seems to be closer to reality. He has confirmed his Search for Everything world tour, which stretches across 8 countries, starts March 31st at the Times Union Center in Albany. We'll stop at arenas all across North America, and then to the European dates. Wraps up at the O2 in London on May 12th.
I didn't think he had enough fans in the UK that he could sell out the O2 arena. I mean, Adele sold it out for 3 nights, which makes sense, but...
Yeah.
I didn't think he could do that.
I don't get him, frankly.
I don't get him at all. Like, I get nothing about him. Except that he apparently has a very good reputation for being well endowed.
Yeah, right.
That's about it.
So is that what they're going to see? It's like from the era of Tom Jones, who used to put socks in his pants.
Really?
Real tight pants. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a rock star trick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do they all do it? I don't know. They all do it. By the way, as an aside, I was thinking about singing. Last night, I actually watched The Apprentice for more time than I ever had. I never watched it.
Oh, how was it? I haven't watched it yet.
It was. I find Arnold to be very likable.
I love him on that show.
Yeah, he's very likable on the show. And Steve Ballmer, who owns the Clippers, was sort of the major behind the first part of the 2 hours. It was just it's an interesting concept, actually. And as I said, I never watched it before, but I wanted to see how he did it. It was good. There's some interesting music attached to it too. 28 past the hour.
Exercise your way to an answer. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed a flood of ideas rushing through your mind after you exercise? If you have, you're not alone. When you exercise, it's kind of like oil for your mind. So in a way, it lubricates your brain to prepare it to fire on all cylinders. Actually, what exercise really does is enhance connectivity in the brain. In other words, as you're exercising, your brain is awake, alert, and different areas are communicating with one another at optimal levels. So, if you ever find yourself stuck for an answer about what to do, take some time to step away from your problem and exercise. You might just be surprised at what answers surface when you're not struggling to think of a solution. For more on exercise and psychology, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist, and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program, risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
There's big trouble in Washington today. It's 34 and change after the hour. A bobcat has escaped from the National Zoo.
What?
How about that this morning? This is hot news. What about it, Kara? You got all the doors closed, windows closed there?
Yeah, I guess I'm staying inside today, not walking around.
Be careful.
Yes, just be careful, please.
Wow, all right, so that's the bobcat go?
That's the only thing going on in Washington today. It's a brand new day, though. We can start fresh here. Don't need to wait for later on in the day. Let's see if we can make this day go well, starting with the police blotter. Are you ready for this? Thank you.
Oh.
That was really sad.
She
was robbed of her music.
Yes, she was. All right, so here's the story from Tarkington High School down in Texas. Referees working one of the football games this fall between their high school and Splendora High School filed a complaint against...
I use Splendora in my tea.
Filed a complaint against Liberty County Precinct 5 Constable L.W. Despain. Officer Despain, who was not working at the game, charged onto the field when he disagreed with a call made by the refs. So he was placed on administrative leave because he went out there as a call, even though he wasn't on duty. Didn't like the call, so you're under arrest. He didn't say that to the official, but... he made himself look pretty foolish, actually. Here's another story making three police officers in Coral Springs, Florida, seem kind of foolish. They were charged with stealing thousands of dollars from the union that represents them. One of the accused is a detective assigned to economic crimes cases. Hey. Let's see here. What are you... Veterans Affairs Office in Philadelphia... This is your government at work. I apologize for an internal training program that compared returning soldiers to Oscar the Grouch. A slideshow warned employees that veterans could have unrealistic expectations of the agency, told them how to know when a veteran is nearing an outburst. Oscar the Grouch. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. San Diego Police Department seems to have misplaced $1 million seized from drug runners and other accused criminals after the San Diego Times Tribune, or whatever the name of the paper is down there, did an investigation, found the funds were not accounted for. Officials said that they would look for the money. They're seeking an audit now. That's it. Right? Very good.
Look Let's to see. The two cops who busted up the the ring of you know, drugs.
We have that in Framingham, my hometown. A police officer has been charged with looting the evidence cage, they call it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was lots of money that's disappeared, yeah. Drugs that have disappeared.
I mean, I don't know. That's a moral dilemma. If you're out and you're a cop and you're busting up a drug ring and there's just cash everywhere, I mean, how do you not take a little home?
Yeah,
you know?
yeah, it's tough, man. Very.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
All right, here in Des Moines. Hello, Des Moines. Pharmacist Mark Graziano. Facing federal charges of illegally dispensing painkillers. Now he's facing state charges of illegally possessing prescription Pepcid. Police officer pulled him over for not wearing a seatbelt and for not having a current registration sticker on his tag. When the officer searched the truck, he found an old bottle of antacid under the seat. Realize? Yeah. Huh?
I don't get it.
Well, the worst thing they could, they pulled him over, and this is an old ant. If you, you know what Pepcid is? You've probably never taken it. Right?
No, heartburn, right?
I've had hangovers. I've had to take some Pepcid.
Well, there's an over-the-counter version, and there's a prescription version.
Right.
And so he apparently had the prescription version.
Does that somehow alter your state of mind?
I don't know the answer to that. I've never taken Pepcid. Victoria would be a better one to ask.
No, it has no fun hallucinogenic
effect.
Victoria,
did you get high off of Pepcid?
No.
All right. The police are a focus often of very important and concerning information. It's nice to know that some police forces are taking steps to build ties and work closer with local communities. I thought you'd enjoy this bit of information from Jay Curtis.
Many police forces are using community-oriented policing, or COP, to build trust between communities and the police that serve them. Here's Daniel Berry, Las Vegas Campus College Chair, College of Security and Criminal Justice, University of Phoenix, with more.
CLP is different from traditional policing. Rather than reacting to a problem when it occurs, officers foster relationships with community members who are willing to share information to prevent crime from happening in the first place.
Why is this important?
Recently, we've experienced a disconnect between communities and police. Integrating police into the community is a necessary endeavor to reduce fear in the community and find the underlying causes of crime to prevent it. Successful COP can result in decreased crime, higher satisfaction for police involvement with the community, and increased collaboration between officers and local community members.
For more, go to phoenix.edu.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. No Barriers Warriors and Wells Fargo are seeking veterans with disabilities for the 2017 Warriors to Summits Expedition. This epic journey is designed to provide rigorous mental and physical challenges that help veterans reflect on their past, recognize their present, and develop a vision for their future. 4 years ago, Wells Fargo expanded its commitment to helping military service members, veterans, and military families by sponsoring the initial Warriors to Summits Expedition to Mount Whitney, the highest summit in the United States. In the years since the expedition, Warriors to Summits has continued to change lives of veterans with disabilities. John Toth, No Barriers Warriors Program Director.
It's truly an exciting opportunity for us to introduce a new group of veterans to the No Barriers life and lead them on a transformative journey through Colorado, Wyoming, Alaska, and beyond.
To apply or nominate a veteran for the expedition, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications and nominations will be accepted through March 5th, 2017.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, wait a minute. Where's our sports? What's the story? We have this wonderful sports jingle that separates the sports news from everything else.
Wonderful is a word for it.
Let's not oversell it.
Yeah.
I thought you hated this.
Yeah, cool. We all hated this.
No, hate is too strong a word. I don't hate anything. Maybe you don't like it so much, but I am interested in some of the sports news today. Isn't it nice the NFL asked President George Bush the father to do the Super Bowl coin flip? He's from Houston. That's where the game. Oh, by the way, today's the anniversary of Bullet. Yeah, what was it that Janet Jackson? What do they call that?
Nipplegate.
Nipplegate.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Thanks for
saying Jennifer, by the way.
13.
My wardrobe has not malfunctioned. Thank you very much. Well, a couple of times, maybe. One time on purpose.
Anyway.
Okay, so the NFL is asking George H.W. Bush to do the Super Bowl 51.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Biff Horn.
And what's really cool about this is that news just filtered out that George H.W. Bush had been let out of the hospital. He was in for pneumonia.
You see
he had
pictures
to be intubated.
He looks so sad, man.
Oh, I think he looks great. I think I mean, for 92, I'd
92,
like to see you look any better than that.
Excuse me?
He looks pretty darn good. He's the oldest living president. He's getting honored before the Super Bowl. And hopefully, if he's feeling up to it, the NFL has asked President Bush to toss the coin at the Super Bowl. Last year, Joe Montana did it. It's not very physically taxing. You know, you go out midfield, get your name announced, toss a coin, make sure it rotates a few times, hits the ground, you're out of there. But, you know, I mean, President Bush is just out of the hospital, so hopefully he'll be able to make it. If he's unavailable, then the second oldest living president is Jimmy Carter, and he can be available since his team, the Atlanta Falcons, are playing in the game.
He'll probably be there anyway. Because he's been at all the Falcons games, so, I mean, we have a backup oldest president.
You want to talk about somebody who looks great, by the way? Here's the guy who says he had a brain tumor, and he looks, I mean, you saw him at Trump's inauguration. He looks really good.
He's only a few months younger than George W. the father.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be one of the most magnificent Super Bowls ever. Atlanta Falcons.
It is.
First time,
really?
If they win, this would be their first title.
Right.
Patriots. There would be a couple of firsts. Tom Brady would become the first ever NFL quarterback to win two consecutive titles, and Bill Belichick would become the first NFL coach to achieve five Super Bowl wins.
Consecutive titles? Because the Broncos won last year.
Oh, yeah?
That's what consecutive means, right?
Two consecutive titles for him. The second time he was in, it's consecutive for the Patriots to be involved.
Appearances? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Is that okay? Yeah.
Who was even in the Super Bowl last year against Denver? I didn't even pay attention.
It was Carolina.
Right.
See, last year I was into. This year, I mean,
yeah, a lot of people feel that way. The only reason people who aren't Patriots fans, and I am included in that, I don't dislike the Patriots. I just don't really pay attention. But I would like a lot of people want Tom Brady to win just for the fact that Roger Goodell would have to hand him the Super Bowl trophy after making him sit out five games for nothing.
And hold on to a ball that doesn't have quite as much air in it as it ought.
Yeah. So a lot of people kind of want Tom Brady to stick it to Roger Goodell. So,
hello.
Yep.
Okay, there's an ad that's been banned already, Victoria. It was scheduled to air during the Super Bowl, but it was rejected by the NFL. Why?
Well, this is kind of an interesting story. GNC, which of course everyone knows they're on every corner in New York City at least.
Yeah,
they have supplements and vitamins and all kinds of stuff. They are doing their first, or they attempted to do their first ever Super Bowl ad in the history of their company. It's an attempt to rebrand themselves and get themselves back out there. They've had some financial problems. And the NFL wrote a letter voicing its concern and said that the ad had a conflict for them because two items that GNC sells are listed on the NFL banned substance list.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, GNC said they were blindsided by this because they had already negotiated their rate for the Super Bowl ad with Fox, which is airing the Super Bowl. But then the NFL apparently has a lot of control over which ads are seen during the Super Bowl and during NFL games in general. So you can't have anything with alcohol, nothing, like no strip clubs, no nudity, and I think no tobacco. So this, I guess they've banned the GNC ad. And it wasn't even about the ad itself. It was just the company. They just are banning GNC.
They sell DHEA, which is an anabolic agent. I take DHEA, not every day, but there are a lot of people of all ages. This is not, this shows you the mindset of some of the people, not only in the NFL, but in general, as to what really works and what doesn't really work. But what I find very interesting about this is the NFL has just accomplished, without allowing Fox to collect $5 million, an ad for a company that's going to be talked about far more than it would have been if just a 30-second ad ran.
I know.
So
now everyone feels bad.
Stick out your foot and see if we can shoot it. That's what happens whenever anything like this happens. You ban something. Everybody says, wow, what's going on? Let's check it out. Let's run to GNC and buy some product. This is brilliant. Even if they didn't, I don't know enough about GNC and their marketers and PR agents to know if they were smart enough to figure that they would throw this out.
I don't think so.
Yeah, well,
I think this is they just found out and they issued statements saying, you know, we have no idea, we weren't warned about this, and Fox apparently gave them the green light for the ad.
Yeah.
So that's where it's kind of confusing for them, but.
Well,
but yes, you're right. This is having the reverse effect.
Who would have talked about this? Who wouldn't? Nowhere near the conversation about it as they're going to have now. So they get a lot of free advertising, free publicity from people like us. 10 before the hour here with DJV.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Three after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time with DJ V. Victoria takes over the reins with information from the world of technology, virtually and otherwise. A sad note for those of you who played Pac-Man, the fellow who invented Pac-Man. Now, let's see if we can pronounce his name, Victoria. Masaya Nakamura.
There you go.
Founded the video company that created Pac-Man, died at the age of 91. So, it's Pac-Man. But didn't we have last year sort of resurgence and interest in Pac-Man? Was that last year or the year before?
No, that you're thinking of Pokemon.
Oh, Pokemon. That's right.
Pokemon. That was, yeah. Pac-Man is forever.
The circle that goes around eating things up on the screen?
It eats up ghosts. Awesome. Yeah.
And I love Victoria's sentiment. Pac-Man is forever.
Yes. I have a t-shirt that I'm printing now. It says Pac-Man is forever.
They're romantic.
In a moment, virtual reality meets live concerts. That information coming right up here. It's 55 past the hour.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes. A strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more
fun! Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, so here's a this is a mind blower for you. Netflix engineers have created a headband called MindFlix, and apparently it lets you choose what you want to watch on TV by moving your head and thinking about what you want.
That's pretty incredible.
For those who don't want to go get the remote.
Yeah, that's too much effort.
There you go. Yeah, it's tough.
It used to be it was too much effort to get up before the age of remote controls. You know, no one wanted to get up and change,
right,
the channel.
Change the channel.
And then remotes, and now it's just too much effort to lift a remote.
Good
to
God.
Press a button. We're heading in a great direction.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, remember that song, we'll dust that off again. Okay, so what other virtual reality, this is an interesting thing, what's going to happen with concerts according to the information we have today, Victoria?
Well, this actually is something that will benefit a lot of people. Citi, which is, of course, Citibank, but it's not just Citibank anymore. It's Citi everything. And they've teamed up with Live Nation and Next VR, which stands for virtual reality. And they announced a partnership to produce a series of live concerts as part of Citi's longtime Backstage with Citi initiative, which reward cards members get lots of preferences and things like that. Normally, they do these events that are live, like you're actually there. But now they're expanding this to other CityCard members and eventually Live Nation members. And you put on your headset, your virtual reality headset, and then you're immersed in the concert. So they have not announced which acts will be participating in this yet, but they promise that it's going to be 10 of the world's biggest artists. So
really?
This is something that you'll be backstage, and as you move your head, and again, I know, Doug, you've seen those commercials on TV where the people are wearing these headsets, and they look like they're falling off a chair and things like that. So you're going to be in the pit of the concert, then you're going to be backstage, and it's really, you know, for people who can't afford to pay incredible prices for concert tickets, and we've all talked about that.
Right.
This is really the next level of enjoying live music, and even though it's sort of not live.
Yeah. Well, it's a way to get more of this stuff out to people who could. You, I mean, who can afford? Even I'm not poor, and I wouldn't pay the kind of money that it would cost to go to an Adele concert after the fact. If you don't get in the first 10, 12, 14 minutes, all the tickets are gone. And it seems to me these artists, that's one thing I'm disappointed with some of them, that they don't just say, no, you can't do that. They don't make any more money because of it.
Bruce tries to do that really well, so.
Yeah.
But not enough do it. They make so much profit.
Yeah. Well, they're not making it, though. The people that are the scalpers in the middle, these legalized scalpers, those are the ones making the dough.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.